Last Thursday, when we told you about pollution in India, we mentioned it's not the only place in this region with the problem. About 80 miles northwest of the Indian capital is the Pakistani city of Lahore. It is frequently near and recently at first place in an international ranking of most polluted cities. The likely reasons are similar to the ones that cause problems in India. In the fall, after monsoon season ends, the rains and winds die down, so there's less moisture and movement in the atmosphere to sweep the pollutants away. Meteorologists say winter temperatures can also keep smoke from rising, so more pollutants get trapped near the ground. Some experts blame farmers for contributing to pollution because they typically burn off their old crops this time of year to prepare their fields for new ones. The smoke from that can gather in the air. Others say the issue is caused by low-quality fuel that's used to power cars and trucks. Industrial pollution also plays a part. Whatever the reasons are, some residents in Lahore are calling for the Pakistani government to take action. That government says it has, that it's told factories and refineries to reduce their emissions, that it's banned low-quality gasoline, that it's planning to require less pollutive motorcycle engines, and that it's looking at ways to plant more trees in the city. Will its efforts be enough?
Smog so dense you can only see a silhouette of this building that's just a few yards away. On the streets, people are wading through the thick smog. One resident says it's so bad people are covering their eyes and walking right into traffic. This is Lahore, Pakistan, which regularly ranks among the most polluted cities in the world.
Now, this city, which we call the City of Flowers, the City of Gardens, is gripped by smog. It is engulfed in smog.
On Saturday, Lahore topped IQ Air's daily ranking of the world's most polluted cities again, a rank often challenged by New Delhi. Residents cough. Everything smells of smoke. According to a paramedic at a local hospital, patients are coming in with sore throats because of the smog, not COVID. As the haze grips the city in a chokehold, residents are getting desperate.
When we all leave the house in the morning, the pollution causes irritation to the eyes. It is hard to breathe. The government should find a solution for this smog.
A local report says anti-smog squads have been deployed across Lahore. They're identifying and sealing factories that aren't meeting the city's standards. In neighboring New Delhi, smog towers in some areas are sucking pollutants from the air. Residents are now asking the government to install more as the smog continues to affect people's health and livelihoods, like this rickshaw driver's.
The whole day I drive around without any passengers. If there's passengers, they prefer cabs. I ask them, where are you going? They say, no, there's too much pollution. We'll take a cab.
Despite some measures to fight smog, the increasing pollution makes the sight of a clear sky still a distant dream.